Imagine that you have a ring which enables you to become invisible at will. What would you do? What would you not do? Would you continue to respect other people's property, for example, their privacy, their secrets, their freedom, their dignity, their lives? No one can answer for you. The question concerns you alone, but it concerns you entirely. Anything that you do not usually do, but would permit yourself were you invisible, owes less to ethics than it does to caution or hypocrisy. On the other hand, that which you would still require of yourself or forbid yourself, even if you were invisible, not out of self-interest, but from a sense of duty, that alone is strictly moral. Your soul has its own standards. Your morality has its standards by which you judge yourself. Your morality is that which you require of yourself, not because of what others might think, nor because of some external threat, but in the name of a particular conception of good and evil, of duty and of prohibition, of what is acceptable and unacceptable, of humanity and of yourself. In practical terms, morality is the sum total of the rules which you would respect, even were you invisible and unbeatable.